This is where the years of the good times meet. The Frank Beckman Show, the spot where we also keep you the best informed audience in all of radio. And welcome into our program to kick off the Pure Michigan Golf Tour from here in the Upper Peninsula once again with all of our friends that we've made over the past few years. And we've said it's one of the best kept secrets in Michigan golf, and we're trying to change that. And slowly but surely, we're doing it. We'll cover all the news of the day. We're talking to the latest presidential candidate, Rick Santorum, this morning. The Detroit water shutoffs are on the table again. And we'll be in touch. This is catching the attention of the UN. And we'll talk to the UN Special Rapporteur on the human rights to water and sanitation. There's a new man on the job, Leo Heller, replacing Christina de Albuquerque, who had been with us before. And we'll get the UN's take on this and see what they're going to try to do about the water shutoffs announced in Detroit. But as I said, this has been a tradition now for the past 3 years, kicking off the Pure Michigan Golf Tour in the Upper Peninsula. And my colleague Steve Courtney, who's growing accustomed to his whoopings out there now as we establish the pecking order of players' talent on the tour.
I'm 2-2 against you anyway.
Not up here, you're not. No, you're 1-3 up here, but you're not counting the nine holes where the rain got to us the other night.
That was an act of God. Yes, it was a deluge and can't be counted. Q, that's just the way I'm feeling.
Okay, that's fine. If you don't want to count that,
rules are rules.
You gain a one-shot victory the first day and you've lost ever since. So that's all I'm saying. This Upper Peninsula golf, though, is
the best.
It's unbelievable. And, you know, people say, well, isn't it too cold? They only got a one-month season. No, not true. We ran into a cold snap on Saturday up here. But the weather up here, they play from the end of April on into October. And it's a lot like it is down south where we live.
Well, here at the Island Resort and Casino in beautiful Harris, just outside Escanaba. We played a nice round Saturday morning. You know, it was a little chilly. Yours truly in shorts. I got the blessing of all the youpers up here. They're looking at me in a completely different light. Then Saturday afternoon in Marquette, I think we figured it out. The wind chill for our round was somewhere around 38, 37, somewhere around there. But the sun was out, and we were dressed for it, so it was beautiful.
And you're standing on a bluff overlooking Lake Superior, and it's just breathtaking. We're, as Steve said, here at the Island Resort and Casino, where the general manager is Tony Mancia, who's been around these parts. For the Potawatomi tribe and the Hannibal community, he was their legal counsel for a little while before he became general manager of the golf club, right?
That's true.
So welcome to the show, first of all. It's great to be here again with all of you.
Well, thanks for having me.
And I understand you have logged more rounds at Sweetgrass than any other player in the Upper or Lower Peninsula.
Yeah, approximately between 800 and 850 rounds.
And he said last night at dinner, that's not an embellishment.
And everybody agreed. They said he might be underestimating it. Great things happening up here. It's really been remarkable to watch, and the growth of golf in the UP is getting to be a big deal too, isn't it?
Well, I think the growth of golf is in the higher end golf. It's you know, we have a lot of long established clubs that have been here since the 30s, you know, the membership type clubs, but the higher end resort golf has really taken off.
Why is that?
Well, we have a demand for it. We bring a lot of people from, you know, up to 5 hours away down to Chicago, Milwaukee, the Fox Valley, some people from Lower Michigan. So as they come up here, they need something to do, and we're offering, you know, some top-notch golf. We're adding a second golf course. We're building a full-service spa. We've added a sports bar. So we're really kind of catering to what the people want.
That spa you mentioned, that's really to talk about the other half of the family experience up here, and that's the women. I mean, it's typically viewed as a guy's trip to go golfing, let's face it. I don't mean any disrespect to the women who play golf out there. A lot of times guys say, well, my wife's got nothing to do. You're trying to change that.
Oh, absolutely. 85% of people that use a spa are the ladies. The men's side is growing, but it's kind of the flip side of the golf side. You know, most of the golfers, 80% are men, and so it's a nice partnership.
Well, the sports bar, I believe, Tony, opens today?
No, it opens next Monday.
Oh, next Monday. Yeah. Okay.
Okay, we got to come back.
Yeah, 31 big screen TVs. Will it have cots?
Well, it'll have about everything. You can charge your phone in there. We're going to have some fantasy football leagues. It's really catered to the people, you know, 21 to 40. It's going to be a real nice amenity.
What is the challenge that you have as the general manager of this amazing facility, both from a casino, from a resort, from a golf standpoint? It's probably gotten to a point where people are under the impression, Tony, if I'm going to lay out this money, this is what I want in return. And you guys deliver here.
Tony, before you answer that, let me tell you what he's really looking for as a hint as to which slot machine is programmed to pay off the most.
Well, kind of.
It doesn't really work that way. They all pay out a certain percentage. We're required under a gaming compact to do that. So there's not really a hot machine out there that always pays out. But to answer your question, I came in here last July. I worked as an attorney for the community for 17 years, and I worked on our business board and our gaming commission and all that type of stuff. And it was really a fine-tuned machine when I got here. It really works. It really works well. We have a great customer service base training for our employees. So it was really tweaking something that was already good.
Right.
So I really can't take any credit for that. But what we've done is, you know, you look at how the gaming industry's rebounded since the recession in the past 5 years. It's been through amenities. You know, everybody has slot machines. Everybody has table games. It's what you're offering besides that that has driven Las Vegas's growth and the growth in the gaming industry across the country.
Well, you should be complimented, Tony, because the staff here is so cordial, so polite. You know, everybody from those in the casino
to Susan Harris.
Oh, my goodness.
A marketing person extraordinaire. But what a gift she is for you.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Sue's been with us for 25 years, and she does a great job. To answer that comment, that's kind of twofold. They're trained to be good, you know,
sure,
have good customer service, but they're just nice people up here. You know, this is a small town area. People always wave. They always say hi, even if they don't know you. So it goes hand in hand.
If you've seen the movie Fargo, it's exactly the way it is, eh?
Stay where you are. I got a couple more questions for you, and I know Steve does as well. Tony Mancia is with us. He is the general manager at the Island Resort Casino, where we're kicking off the Pure Michigan Golf Tour here on the Frank Beckman Show. Visiting with Tony Mancia, the general manager of the Island Resort and Casino. The whole idea of the tribal-owned casinos, whether it be here in Michigan or elsewhere, is to benefit the Native American population, in this case the Potawatomi tribe and the Hanaville community where they live. Talk a little bit about the impact of the casino on them and how they share in this, Tony. And Steve and I are happy to make the donation to the pension fund of everyone up here over the past couple of days, by the way.
Well, absolutely. The tribal gaming actually started in Michigan. It came from a court case back in the mid 80s, and so the Michigan tribes were the first to adopt gaming, and the reason it's been so successful is it's had the support of the federal government through the Indian Gaming Regulatory Act, and it actually supplants a tax base. Tribes they can't tax on the property like we would in the city of Escanaba or Harris. You tax property, you run the government.
Sure.
We don't have that tax base, so it supplants that. It takes that place. It supports education, healthcare, our tribal government. We have a public works department, you know, water, sewer lines. It really does a lot of stuff for us, and it's been wildly successful, not just here, but across the country.
And it all started with a bingo game at a baseball field, right?
For us, it started in 1976. They had bingo out in cars, and they were raising money for softball uniforms.
And people blew their horns when they got bingo.
Oh, yeah, you had to blow your horn. And, you know, and then it kind of moved on to full-scale gaming.
Now, are you bound by law to employ a certain amount of Indians from the tribe, or is it opened up to the community base where there's no restrictions?
There isn't really any restrictions on who we can hire. We like to hire the tribal members if they're qualified
sure
for the job, and so that's our first preference. But we have between the community and the casino, we have over 1,000 employees.
Wow.
And I would say 75% of those are non-Indians. So we can't function without the local community.
And that's very important for everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you also emphasize, I know this from speaking to the chief a couple of times in the past, is that self-sufficiency among tribe members. Don't rely on the check from the casino revenues, right?
Oh, absolutely. We have a strong education program. As jobs come open, you know, school teachers and, you know, I've personally been trying to push a tribal member to go be a physical therapist. Because, you know, instead of driving to town 13 miles, you can do that here. And the only reason it came to my mind was I hurt my shoulder a couple of years ago. I'm like, man, can't you just have one down here? I can just take 10 minutes off from work. But so, yeah, we have a strong education program to get people into things that we need.
Apparently, Tony, the shoulder hasn't hindered your round output.
Yeah. No, I play. I still get them out there.
Hey, thanks for coming by, and thank you for the support of the Pure Michigan Golf Tour. We're so proud to be a part of the community for this brief period of time that we're here, and we hope our presence and our broadcast from up here help.
We appreciate everything you guys do, and all exposure is good. And you know, we appreciate you guys coming up every year, and you're always welcome to come back.
Thanks,
Tony. Thank you for the hospitality.
No problem.
Tony Mancia, the general manager here at the Island Resort and Casino and at Sweetgrass, the golf course, where he is the most active member. A quick break. We'll be back here on the Frank Beckman Show.